Welcome to The Disappearing Mind, a unique podcast helping you find clarity and support along your dementia journey. Now, join National Dementia Trainer and Coach, Dawn Platt, for an all-new episode.
Hello and welcome to the Disappearing Mind podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Platt. Thank you for tuning into the podcast today. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about a complete guide to choosing a memory care community. I think that this is an important topic and really will go along with a lot of series that we've done here at the podcast. This one was written really to give you better understanding on options that are available to you, what a memory care community is about, and how do you go about choosing one. Each journey is different and can vary. And this podcast was really written to the individual who is maybe preclinical, maybe just getting some resources for the future, maybe someone who has a friend or family member who has been diagnosed and they're curious about what the options are. Maybe there is a diagnosis and you're part of a planning process for a friend or family member. And then maybe you do have someone in your family, maybe a close family member who has the diagnosis and they're being cared for, and you want to know what some of the other options are. One of the things that I want to say very, very clearly is that through my dementia coaching career, I have wanted to educate families about their options. I can't tell you what to do. I feel like each family must choose for themselves, but I have seen the results of making poor decisions, and I have seen the aftermath of overpromising and the aftermath of making wrong decisions. And so for me, it's important that I give you good information here on the podcast so that you can make an educated decision, one that's best for you, one that's best for your family, and for the individual who has dementia. In my career, I have worked and oversaw and have been part of the development of many memory care communities, as well as memory care programs, which I am very passionate about. And I feel like they really are the edge and can be the edge for quality of life of a person who is diagnosed, who lives and dies with any sort of dementia. I have spent my career really researching ways to put programs in place that provide the prompting, cueing, and the edge to give holistic options for the person who has dementia. I think that a lot of people are misinformed about what a memory care community, an assisted living and memory care community is and what it can provide. I think that there's a lot of family guilt around placing someone in a memory care community. And so I want to dispel some of those myths today, because I happen to think that memory care communities make a huge difference in the lives of those with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. And I happen to believe, and I'm passionate about, that quality care and quality of life can be had when you choose a memory care community that has a great program, that has staff that is not only trained by state regulation, but has an additional product or philosophy to offer. And those are the memory care communities that I want to talk about today. I hope that my career, as well as this podcast, makes a difference in the lives of individuals who have dementia. And certainly memory care communities are part of that. This is a fast and growing disease process. There are over 120 different types of dementia that we're seeing in the United States alone. There are lots of mixed dementias, so people can have multiple types of dementia. And care needs can be varied, as well as how quickly they stage or progress. Having a healthcare program in the form of a memory care community that does nothing but deal with people who have dementia of various types, who are trained in Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, who understand progression, who understand the nutritional needs, the medication monitoring, the need for socialization and therapeutic programming, as well as a community that is built for the safety and security of those that they serve, really does have an impact on the disease process. It has an impact on the outcomes of individuals who have dementia. And let's get started on the complete guide to choosing a memory care community. I want to invite you to visit our website, thedisappearingmind.com. Check us out on Instagram, on Facebook. We have resources available to you. And today I am going to review a complete guide that I put together with my team to talk about how you choose a memory care community. And having this information is going to equip you to make better choices for your loved one. Whether or not you do that is really up to you. And it's going to vary according to where you live, whether you live in the United States or outside of the United States, and if in the United States, what state you live in. Let's get started here to a complete guide to choosing a memory care community. Choosing a memory care community for a loved one with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias can be very stressful. It can be scary and time-consuming for family members. We know and we understand that. There's guilt involved. There is things that we have never done before. All of these factors come into play. So this guide is going to be helpful for you when you start that process. And I recommend that you start it early so that you know what to look for and what to ask. So with so many options and variations in services, amenities, and cost in memory care communities, many families do not know where to start or what to expect. This is really important. I alluded to it earlier. There are new shiny penny type, state-of-the-art type memory care communities. And then there are smaller, more rural type memory care communities that do a really good job at taking care of people with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. So if you have questions about finding a high-quality memory care community for your loved one, start here. Start with our guide. Go to our website. Download it. Make this resource available to yourself and make it part of your care planning journey. And this is for the person perhaps who's listening who has recently been diagnosed. It's really important that you know and understand not only what you might be facing, but what options are available to you. And very important to have this information, whether you use it or not. We will provide some invaluable information. I will talk to you about honest insights, lifestyle advice, and care-related takeaways on the podcast today to help you choose a community that meets your needs or your loved one's needs. So, what is memory care? Memory care is a specialized long-term care option designed to meet the unique needs of individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias or other types of cognitive changes that we see. Again, there are over 120 types. We generally and typically see this in people over the age of 65, but we have seen it. And we do see dementia with earlier onsets. Families can choose a singly focused memory care community or a memory care program within a separate floor of an assisted living community. So with that, you will have assisted living communities that are freestanding. All they do is memory care. You will find that perhaps in a larger market, if you live in a bigger city, or you will find in an assisted living community a separate wing or a separate building where they specialize in memory care. For instance, an assisted living community that also has a memory care wing or neighborhood for specialized dementia care. What are the benefits of a memory care community? When a loved one is diagnosed with any form of dementia, many families may choose to manage their loved one's care. And at that point, I think it's important to do a care plan and look at what the options are for now. And the reason that's important is that you only see what you see. You cannot predict the future or the course of this disease. And you can be sure that in the future, care needs are going to increase. They may not go the same way or through the same phases or stage, depending on the type of dementia, but they will increase. The need for care will increase. We know that. There is no cure at this point. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 80% of people with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias are receiving care in their homes. However, as this disease progresses, they begin to understand the demand and the level of commitment required to give this care. Families will soon realize that family caregiving is not always the best option for long-term care, and they may decide that this is not the best decision for themselves or for their loved ones. Let's just stop here for a moment. Not all family members are able or equipped to provide personalized care. And you're going to see that even in a family with several children or siblings. Not everyone is a caregiver. There can be circumstances where there is a couple and one spouse has dementia and the other has other healthcare problems. At some point, they're going to need some help. Or perhaps there are children, and maybe three of them live in the same city. They're all married, have children of their own, and have careers. So the ability to provide increased care can become a little bit difficult. Deciding if that is an option, and if it is an option, how long can you do it? Because through each stage of dementia, we do see that more and more care is required, and some of that specialized care, things that we just don't come equipped with behavioral management skills. It's something that we need to learn about, learn to cope with. And depending on the type of dementia and the type of symptoms, including behaviors that someone may exhibit, is going to really be a factor in this choice. Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia, complex types of dementia, it's critical for people to experience the benefits of high quality care from trained memory care professionals. I alluded to this earlier, but I want to talk about it here. All memory care communities, regardless of what state you're in, operate under some sort of state licensure, and it varies state to state. There are requirements on the training and education, both immediate and ongoing regulations on what kind of training is required for staff to take care of people with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. Many states have some pretty significant guidelines. And so it's very important to know this when you are looking for a memory care community and when you're visiting a memory care community. What are the regulations? What kind of training does staff have? That's something, again, that is specialized and requires a professional. People who are trained in the care for people with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias are in a better position to provide care. Memory care communities benefit residents and families in a number of ways. So what are those ways? Support and memory care resources for families. When you go into a memory care community, that's all they do. They take care of people with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. Not only do they normally affiliate with a support group, they may have a support group, but that's all they do. So oftentimes you're going to find that what you're going through or the care needs or the behavior needs that your loved one has is not new to the staff there at the community. They have resources, they have connection, they have education that's going to be beneficial to you and your loved one. There are additional safety precautions to prevent wandering. So wandering is often a side effect of all types of dementia. Some of the additional safety precautions that you might see are secured doors and windows, training for disasters and fire drills. When you look at a community, what are the safety precautions provided? Most memory care communities are set up to provide that safety buffer that you don't have in your home. It also has 24/7 staff available if someone falls or there's an issue, there will be someone there to assist. 24-hour care and supervision. You can't work the 36-hour day. You can't work 24/7. The major benefit is that you have the support of trained professional staff that can support the individual's care, quality of life, and throughout the stages of dementia. Personalized memory, enhancing activities, and therapies. Most memory care communities have a wide variety of activities program, therapeutic programs, specialized programming to support the individual with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. This is really important for cognitive health and what we call cognitive reserve. It is very rare that someone at home is able to provide the type of engaging programming that a memory care community has, from having access to different therapies, from having socialization, engagement, and sensory type activities. These kinds of activities are very important to look at when you're looking at a community, and they are very beneficial to quality of life for the individual who has dementia. Assistance with activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, and grooming. This is critical and will only increase with each stage and phase of all types of dementia. Having trained staff to assist with bathing, grooming, toileting, transfers, walking, dining, eating, all of these things are very common. Training is provided, and this staff in a memory care community is used to dealing with these types of issues. Meals are prepared. Nutritious meals are prepared, usually signed off by a registered dietitian in each state, so that you know that your loved one has access to nutritional meals, which is going to contribute to the course of their disease. So the support families receive from memory care communities is invaluable and something that if you choose to stay at home, you would need to be able to provide. And remember in my last podcast, I talked about the value of nutritional status. Typically, we find that people don't eat as well and or drink as well at home, which can contribute to the overall health, safety, and falls of the individual with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias. Many families are surprised to discover how much their loved ones thrive once they find a memory care community that meets their needs. When you're looking, when you're inquiring, when you're asking questions, when you're touring, these are the things you want to look at. What do meals look like? What kind of training does the staff have? What kind of activities calendar, which usually should be posted in the neighborhood, are residents engaged in? Socialization and staying active is very important for the person who has dementia. In addition, once caretakers can relax and let go of the physical and emotional strain of caregiving, they can enjoy being a family member again. They can enjoy spending time with their loved one once again as the spouse, as the daughter, as the granddaughter. I experienced this and I shared it with you when I made the decision not only to put my mom on hospice, but at end of life, to put her in hospice house, I then could become the daughter again. I could rely on someone else to make sure that she had the care she needed. It was peace of mind knowing that when I went to sleep, someone else was looking out after her. These are the things that memory care can provide you as a family member. Let's talk about navigating the search for a memory care provider. Given the multitude of memory care options, and there are a lot out there that you can really look at, it varies in larger metropolitan cities than it does in some smaller rural areas. Variations in services, amenities, cost, and the varying needs of the individual, it's essential that you become well-informed and purposeful in your approach. When you decide to look at memory care communities, it's important that you have this understanding in the memory care guide so that you know what to look for and what to ask. It's not always the shiny penny that's going to provide the quality of care that you want. It's really a mixture of factors that your particular loved one is going to need and that are going to be important to you as a family member. Choosing a memory care community is significant. It's a life change. It's a huge decision. And many, many families struggle under the weight of this emotional decision. And most of the time, I will tell you, it is due to guilt. It is due to the fact that you made a promise, and usually long before you had understanding of the disease or how it was going to progress or the situations that you might be put in. And let's face it, we're not all equipped or Superman, Superwoman to deal with all of these things. And for me, making decisions for my mother, even reaching out to other healthcare professionals, was a life changer for me. It really took some of that weight off of my shoulders. And I was really able to see things clearer and make better decisions because of the decisions I did make. Before you begin your search, assess your loved one's healthcare needs and preferences. How far away is the community? What is the cost of the community? All of those factors. Your family physician and current caregivers are a great place to start for insight into their healthcare needs. Asking the advice, asking for referrals from other people who have gone through this also are going to be really important. Ask for recommendations from your friends, from your local hospital in regards to memory care communities. People in your church, perhaps your neighbors, have become familiar or have used one before, ask for a reference or ask for ideas in and around this. So before you start your search and you schedule tours, compile a list of questions and concerns about care, comfort, safety, and cost that you may want to ask. Now, know that this is 24/7 care. It generally involves not only the physical plan, but laundry, housekeeping, meals, those kinds of things to take into account, and the fact that there's 24-hour care. There are a number of observations that I want to recommend that you make when visiting a memory care community. These are some of the things that I suggest you look at. Start making the following observations when you enter a potential memory care community. Number one, the cleanliness of the community. When touring a prospective memory care community, look at the aesthetic beauty and the cleanliness in the lobby, in the bathrooms, in the living spaces, in the dining areas, and the social areas. Perhaps you live in a smaller rural area where this building might be quite old, but cleanliness is important. Even an older physical structure can be clean. Take a look at that. What does that look like? The professionalism of the staff. Observe the professionalism and the friendliness of the staff as you tour this potential memory care community. Are they friendly? Are they interacting with the residents? Are they smiling? If you ask a staff member a question, are they attentive and helpful? What is their overall demeanor? What are the types of activities and amenities that this community offers? So, offering activities and amenities in memory care community can contribute to the residents' quality of life, especially in memory care, because of the ability for socialization and therapeutic approaches. This really contributes to quality of life and the cognitive well-being of your loved one. High quality memory care communities should offer engaging, purpose-designed activities, engaging programming, and a variety of amenities that are available to choose from. When I say that, it might be type of room. It might be a private or a semi-private room. It might be indoor-outdoor spaces. Things like that are things that you want to consider. There are questions that you want to ask before choosing a memory care community. When searching for the right memory care community, it's essential to start compiling this list of questions about staff, staff credentials, care, comfort, safety, and cost. Generally, you're going to find that the salesperson or the administrator will be able to answer all of these questions for you. Asking and examining the answers to the following questions are critical in choosing the best memory care community for your loved one. Are you licensed by the state to operate a memory care community? Most states have specific guidelines and require special licenses to administer memory care services. Ask about those. What are your staff requirements? Memory care communities provide specialized dementia training for their care personnel and their team members. Here are some questions you might consider asking. What are the training requirements for your memory care staff? Is training continuous? What methodologies does training utilize to increase proficiency and develop, refine, and cultivate new skills? Do you require background checks for your staff? What is your staff turnover rate? These are all factors that could contribute to making a decision for your loved one. Do you have any specialized or accredited program or care methods? So seniors and families have many choices when it comes to memory care. Ensure that the community that you choose has cutting-edge programs specific to memory care research and therapies, if possible. For instance, Discovery Senior Living Care Communities has an accredited program called SHINE. It has earned national recognition, and its curriculum is recognized by the Alzheimer's Association, which is the country's leading healthcare organization. Their research reflects on our curriculum that we use for programming and for training for our staff. Over and beyond what we do, we use the largest organization in and around Alzheimer's disease to take a look at what we're doing as well. Ask the community if they do offer any specialized programming. We at Discovery are part of an elite group of providers in the United States that has and does submit our training curriculum for memory care to an organization that has oversight, does the greatest research in and around the disease, and really recognizes that our curriculum is up to date. That's very important. You may not be able to find that in your particular area, but you can ask the question, what kind of program does your community use? How does staff communicate with families? This is important for you to know. Today's families generally desire to remain actively involved in their loved one's care, even as they enter a formal long-term care community. How do you communicate with me? Very simple question. Communication is crucial. It's part of the component of a successful care partnership, especially for families searching for the right partner to care for a loved one with dementia. Make sure to choose a memory care community with a robust and effective communication structure and protocols so that you will be kept up to date on what's happening with your loved one, whether you live down the street or whether you live in another state. Here are some more questions you may want to consider asking when you are looking at a memory care community. How do you provide updates and information? Do you take photos, videos? How do you capture memories with my loved one and in their daily care or their wellness? What are regularly scheduled touch points where caregivers and family members meet to look at the care plan or the current condition or course of care of my loved one? Is it weekly, monthly, or quarterly? How is that done? Are members of the memory care leadership team readily available if I have questions? And how would I go about contacting them? Does the community offer support groups or other services to family members of memory care residents? Choosing a memory care community with an efficient and well-documented communication protocol will allow you to make better decisions and to stay in tune with your loved one's care. Let's talk a little bit more about the community. Is it safe? Is it a safe and secure environment for people with dementia? This is really important, and I want to just state here that people with dementia well into the mid stages or beyond should live in a secured environment. Wandering is very common, and typical assisted living communities are not geared to take care of people who wander. In many states, they do have to live in a secure dementia care environment. Knowing this is really, really important, not only at home when you're hiring staff and bringing them into your home, but especially if you are choosing a long-term care provider, including a nursing home. What is the security of that building? How easy is it for someone to wander out of that building? Memory care communities must have integrated features designed to facilitate navigation as well as reduce confusion and promote safety and security 24 hours a day. That's what you want to look for to make sure if your loved one becomes confused that they don't unintentionally wander out of the community. During your tour, look for some of the safety features that should be included in the memory care community. Secure doors, windows, and outdoor spaces. If there are outdoor spaces that you tour, is that gate locked? Is it difficult for the person to get out of that area unknowingly? A configuration of the hallway spaces. Are they square, simplified hallway configuration designed to accommodate residents who may wander? Walking may be important to this person. They may meander or walk about. Is there space to do that, or are they a little bit more confined? Is that a factor in your loved one's future or in their care? Soft, dementia-friendly wall colors that appear to be more inviting and soothing. Engaging tools like life stations or sensory walls or sensory boxes or tactile artwork, which are engaging mechanisms that we use in memory care with people with dementia. Are there customizable entryways for added familiarity? A lot of times we will post a sensory box outside of the resident's room or decor recognizing the door to help someone find their own space, their own apartment. These are prompting and cueing techniques that we use in the memory care environment. Are those things such as signage available in the memory care neighborhood? Musical elements for imparting calm and signaling time for events like meals and activities. Is there an ambiance in the neighborhood? Is there any cueing mechanism that is used for the individual? Lighting. Natural and bright lighting throughout the community has been shown to significantly improve sleep quality and decrease symptoms of depression and agitation in people with dementia. Natural lighting, access to it, decreases sundowning. We know that. And then you might want to ask about some of the protocols. What are the protocols for disasters or national pandemics, anything like that? What are those protocols? What would happen then? Having an understanding of the admission and discharge policies. Does the community offer specialized dining options? Dining is something that can present unique challenges for people with dementia. So communicating with them in and around the dining process is very important. Do they provide enjoyable dining experiences, supporting residents and ensuring independence wherever possible? Can they provide specialized diets? And what are those diets or progressive diets for the individual? What are the friendly food options that are available? Are there anytime menus available? How many options are available for eating? What happens if my loved one doesn't like what's on your menu? What are the finger food options when dexterity changes and they need support with eating? Some other things that you want to really look at is, are the accommodations suitable for you and your loved one? It's crucial to ensure that a memory care community offer accommodations that fit your size, privacy, and comfort expectations. So take a look at that. Typically, we see a smaller type apartment in memory care and larger social spaces, such as dining or activity spaces or outdoor spaces in a memory care setting. Does that accommodate you? Is there semi-private and private accommodations? What is the apartment style living? Are they furnished or do you bring your own furniture and personalized items? Are you able to personalize the space where your loved one will be comfortable and be surrounded by things they're familiar with? What are the personal care needs and preferences? Is there 24-hour care services? Who is there 24 hours a day? Is there a robust activities program? Can you use your physician? Is there an on-call physician? Are there any outside therapeutic services available, such as physical, occupational, or speech therapy? And what are the other amenities? Is there a beauty shop on site? What are the accommodations available? Does the community offer adequate healthcare services? Selecting a community that provides complimentary transportation or the availability to schedule transportation to doctor's appointments to outings is going to be pretty important to ensure proper care and timely medical attention if needed. Certainly, is there a bus? Is there a van? Is there a car? How does that work? Is there a cost to that? Many communities will offer an on-site physician services or physicians that come in. We do recommend that for people as they progress in their dementia, that they not have to be taken in and out. Do they have home health services that they partner with or hospice services that they partner with? So in wrapping up the podcast today, we understand that choosing a memory care community for your loved one can be complicated and an emotionally stressful decision. The memory care community can be warm and welcoming, generally should be built on a foundation of kindness, service, and compassion. Having knowledgeable professionals there to help seniors and families navigate the dementia journey is going to be very important. And during your memory care search, every person you encounter should be willing to lead and lend guidance and support to you for your family member, as well as have a listening ear. You should never feel uncomfortable or pressured in the process. But by implementing and being aware of these insights and guidance, you hopefully will be better prepared and more confident about conducting an efficient and well-informed search and tour to select a memory care provider that's right for you, for your loved one, and for your family. So until next time, this is Dawn Platt. Please be sure to visit our webpage at thedisappearingmind.com. Look for us on YouTube, on Instagram, and on Facebook. Look at our resources. Download the Memory Care Community Guide to Touring. And until next time, this is Dawn Platt. Make it a memorable day.
Thank you for joining us for the Disappearing Mind podcast. We hope it's helped you find clarity and support along your journey. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode, visit our website to suggest future topics, and share the podcast with friends and family.